Welcome to IPR's Studio A. I'm Amanda Sewell, live here with Jay Unger and Molly Mason. Jay Unger and Molly Mason, welcome to IPR's Studio A.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amanda. Great to be here.
It is great to be here. It's warm in here.
It is warm in the studio. Tell us what we just heard.
We started with a beautiful slow air from the Scottish repertoire, probably written in the early 1800s by Neil Gow. It's called Mrs. Jameson's Favorite.
It's my favorite, too.
And then we went to Trip to Windsor, which is from Cape Breton, and that's the Cape Breton fiddle style is very rooted in the ancient Scottish music, and that's a great tune from there. I'm not sure who wrote it, but it's
a long time ago.
A good dance tune.
It's an oldie.
Excellent. Well, we're so glad to have you here at Classical IPR, and you are folk musicians, but
that's
here we are at a classical station, and our classical listeners love your music. And why do you think you have such a crossover appeal?
It probably started with Ashokan Farewell, a tune I wrote back in 1982, but then in 1990 it became the theme or the main kind of musical underpinning of Ken Burns' Civil War series. And it speaks to lots of different types of people, I guess. And it was recorded by orchestras and performed across
and
the country.
And I think there's a little window of crossover between folk and classical.
Oh, of course.
And certainly, certainly visible in Sweden and in Scotland both. They have very classical-like schools of folk music. Mm. And very strong crossovers. And we love so many kinds of music that crossover definitely is in our bag of favorites.
Yeah, but I think that tune, got some classical listeners and programmers.
Oh, Ashok and Farewell?
Interested in what we do.
Totally.
And then we got to record with James Galway, Thomas Hampson, and we wrote an orchestral suite and recorded it with the Nashville Chamber Orchestra.
Yeah, I mean, you folks have collaborated with some well-known classical musicians over the year. You named James Galway, Thomas Hampson. Tell us about one of your favorite collaborations that you've done.
Well, those two are great. Fun.
Yeah, those are right up there in my favorites.
Thomas Hampson, I think one of the amazing things during our collaboration with him was it's an album of all Stephen Foster music. And when we got together to try and create arrangements, we created all those arrangements together. Some of them used the original piano as the bed, that Foster wrote. But we would ask Thomas in the beginning, what key would you like it in? And I assumed that a singer from his background would be very particular as to what key. And his usual answer was, "I don't care." He has such a range. He's known as a baritone, but he's a tenor too. And he really didn't care.
No, it didn't matter. He could sing anything in any key. Wish
amazing.
I could do that.
Yeah. Well, the next piece that you're going to play for us, I hear it's a piece that's quite appropriate for January here in northern Michigan.
We think so. This reminds me, I was texting with my sister who's in Europe teaching English as a second language for a few months, and she sent me a picture of what it looks like out her window, and it looks just like it does here.
And in Kosovo.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, interesting, huh?
I'll
snow
say.
And cold. So
and we live in the Catskills, and it's probably a little milder than right here, but we get our taste of snow and
cold
weather.
It was warm when we left. It was almost 50 degrees. That was just yesterday. But by tomorrow, it's supposed to be like it is here.
So we wrote this song together on an evening where we were thinking of going out. And then this huge swirling snowstorm started. And it just wasn't worth it. Instead, we sat around the kitchen table and wrote a song. I've switched to the mandolin, by the way.
Thank you. trouble, so let's not try. Well, Mother Nature, she's putting on a show. Well, come here, honey, turn the lamp down low.
Jay Unger and Molly Mason live in IPR Studio A performing 20 Below, a piece very appropriate for this chilly January day. And if you do feel like leaving the house today, they'll be performing at Millikan Auditorium in Traverse City tonight, part of the Denos Concert Series. Although the last time I checked, tickets were almost sold out. So, yeah, so it should be a full house. I'll be there.
That's great. That's
so
great.
Very much looking forward to that tonight. So, you folks are best known for the Ashokan Farewell, as you said, and I have to ask what it's like having this monster hit that follows you everywhere. It's a colleague of mine said it's sort of like having your own Freebird, a piece that everybody wants to hear every time you appear.
I never thought of it that way. But...
Well, it has a life of its own, and that's a wonderful thing. It's like a child who's grown up and is living in their own way because of so many different recordings, you know. Mark O'Connor and Pinkus Zukerman recorded it, and Jerry Garcia and David Grisman recorded it. And I was just this morning listening to Chuck Lavelle's piano version, and he improvises beautifully on it. And he's the keyboard player who was with the Allman Brothers and on many Rolling Stones records. And he does a beautiful, on a Steinway, beautiful arrangement of it. And then that's just the musical side, but then there isn't a week that doesn't go by that we don't get emails or letters about this tune, and a lot of them have to do with how it figured in an important family gathering, either a celebratory wedding or a funeral, or how it helped heal an elderly person or a person with some other types of illness and brought something positive to their lives. So that's really gratifying. And then the other thing is children. So many kids play it. It's an easy tune to play and very gratifying. So a lot of teachers, piano teachers, violin teachers use it.
School orchestras.
Yeah. And it seems to appeal to the young, which is really exciting.
Yeah, to have such expansive appeal across generations and across styles.
Some of the same things are true of the Lover's Waltz, that tune that we wrote together, in terms of, you know, young people loving to play it and all these different arrangements that are out there.
Well, I host a call-in request show here at Classical IPR on Saturdays from 9 to 1 every Saturday.
Oh, you do?
I do. And I will tell you, our listeners love the Ashokan Farewell, but they also really love the Lover's Waltz. So can you tell us a little bit about the inception of this piece?
Well, my memory, we'll see if it's the same as Jay's, was way back, probably 1985 or so. We were playing one morning, as we did after breakfast. I'd go sit at the piano, Jay would get a violin or a mandolin, and we'd just play tunes we know, tunes we didn't quite know, things that were in our minds. And this tune, this melody just kind of came up, and I started putting chords behind it. And we just sat there and played with it, kind of back and forth. It was obviously in 3/4 time it wanted to be. And, you know, we tweaked a little thing and changed a little thing. We went on for, I don't know, an hour maybe, something.
Well, it was a spontaneous co-composition. And I got the first spark of the melody, and then the way Molly harmonized it, it pushed it in different directions. And eventually it kind of solidified.
Yeah.
And then we didn't play it for people for many years.
That's
right. Because it seemed too personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Right. We thought, well, nobody else will get this except us because, you know, they're in our living room, so we'll just keep it to ourselves. And then we popped it out at some jam, late night jam session playing waltzes, I think at our Northern Week at Ashokan.
Yeah, we run these music and dance camps. I should mention that you can learn about them at Ashokan, ashokan.org. And this is our 38th summer of running music and dance camps.
Right. So we popped it out late at night at a jam session, and people loved it. And kind of from there on, it just spread. So we thought, okay, we can play it in public.
I'll say.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's become a favorite.
You want to hear that?
Yeah, we would love to hear that. Actually, Molly is going to shift over to the piano for this, and Jay has switched back to fiddle, and they're going to play the
Lover's
Waltz.
And tell folks while I'm headed to the piano seat, tell them about this fantastic special piano.
Yes, so only at Interlochen, folks, but the piano that Molly's about to play actually belongs to the jazz musician Bob James, who is in the middle of recording a new album here in IPR's Studio A. So, you know, what are the odds of having Molly Mason playing Bob James's piano here at Interlochen? It's really wonderful.
That so super cool.
Yeah, it's great. So we have a lot of only an Interlochen, like I said. So we're gonna hear the Lover's Waltz here.
Okay, thank you, Amanda. We've really enjoyed this. Thank you.
Jay Unger and Molly Mason performing the Lover's Waltz live here in IPR's Studio A. Jay, Molly, thank you so much for coming by to play for us today and to chat with us.
Great pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Amanda.